Our Honest Life is a minimally edited slice of life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Okay, give me a number between 28 and 34.
28. Oh, I guess it's not between.
It counts.
No, I failed.
Let's see what this is bringing us. Well, hello, this is Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. I'm Mercy.
I'm Church.
And that was...
Number 28.
Yeah, number 28, yeah. On our Casio keyboard, which I'm going to very slowly and incompetently fade out because I'm doing it manually. So, what is up?
You ever met anyone that says, instead of laser beam, they say laser bean? You ever heard someone say that? Like, it's like... You don't know if they say it on purpose. Like, maybe they've always misheard the word, or it's a bit of a slur.
This is an adult, right?
Adult. In fact, I probably picture it as maybe even like a school teacher, the one that, you know, maybe assisted with lunch, curlier hair, you know, glasses,
yeah.
Telling me about the laser beam. Bean? Beam? You're not quite sure.
The type of lady that would also say other words weirdly so that you weren't sure if this was a legitimate speech impediment. Or she just pronounced things weird. I know that woman. She was my mom's friend. I think they still are friends. And I was friends with her sons. They all pronounced things weird. They all pronounced library as library. There was a couple other ones. I'm pretty sure laser beans was probably a family. Like, it's laser beans.
Is laser beans a good name for a band?
Laser beans is a good name for a cat.
Laser beans, get down from there.
That's about as stupid as anything I yell during the day. Yeah. I yell the stupidest shit. You never realize until you become a parent that you're gonna yell stupid shit. Stop picking up the cat while you're trying to pee. We don't want the cat to fall in the toilet.
Yeah, you have to point out really what you assume are amazingly basic things that should be obvious to everyone. And to say them out loud, they're ludicrous because this scenario should not be happening.
The worst is you're frustrated when you're saying them too. You're mad, and you're like, why do I have to tell you not to lick your sister's shoes? Why is this a thing? Don't do that. Whatever made you think that was good. But if you can, like, get yourself out of that anger, and you can just look at the ridiculous thing that you're saying, I think it can turn everything around.
Yeah, kids go through weird stages, like, where they lick things.
They lick everything. Our youngest, whatever you say, he does the exact opposite of. So every time I ever noticed there was something to lick or eat, you know, lying around that he shouldn't, I just didn't mention it. Because I remember we were in Walmart once, and somebody had crushed a peanut M&M on the floor. I said, don't eat that, it's crushed. So he picked it up and ate it. It was an immediate reaction. But it was clearly in response to what I had just told him not to do.
So many things are just weird about that whole story.
When we were at Disney, he licked everything. I'm surprised he didn't contract some sort of new plague.
Well, he probably did. It's probably, like, it's cooking inside him right now. It won't be done for many years still.
In 35 years.
He's mutating inside like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. And eventually the fly creature will escape.
Brundlefly. The first movie was so good. The second was terrible. We already talked about that on a podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. This is... That's it, everyone. You've now reached the point with us where we've run out of things to talk about. We are repeating ourselves.
We're just going to do a rundown of the
life. Best is we probably have talked about other things before and not caught it. And that's just showing how our memory is starting to go.
Mm-hmm. Charles Grodin.
Oh, no. So I do remember some things we talk about. And then I'm like, it hurts me. Physical pain. Grodin. Grobes. Grody. I don't even... All right. None of that. That's done.
Yes.
Remember that time you wanted to be famous for hula hooping?
Oh, I had a plan. I was going to get multiple hula hoops, like good hula hoops. You know, the hippie artisanal ones that 34-year-old women with short purple hair make in the comfort of their home from PVC tubing from Home Depot. And then sell them on the internet. Artisanal hula hoops is a thing. I was going to get several of those. I was going to wear a retro bikini or dress and do my hair up in victory rolls. And I was just going to hula hoop silently in the living room. I just wanted it to be just the weirdest found outsider art.
So it would be like a silent film?
Yeah, I would never say anything.
Oh, there'd be like sound though, but it's just the natural sound of the hula hoop going and occasionally clattering to the floor.
I think you need the hula hoop sound.
What does that sound like? Imitate it. No, what are you, what?
What do you think it sounds like?
How fast is this hula hoop going? Are you about to take off into the air like a helicopter?
Yes. It moves air around. It makes a noise.
Oh man, I used to make a lot of helicopter sounds as a kid.
Yeah, do your helicopter sounds.
I don't know how they went. Mm. I don't know.
I've tried to do like laser sounds and helicopter sounds.
Hold on. Like...
That's a really good helicopter sound. Yeah, I'll do that behind you and it'll sound like it'll be realistic. Dylan, get to the chopper. Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Dylan.
Predator.
I think the name, like, Dylan happens.
Dylan. Yeah. It has a Y in it. Is it Welsh? I just assume any name with a Y in it.
Like, eventually every sound, I guess, we just kind of combine it together and make it a thing. Eventually, like, we take regular words and start naming things like those words.
Example.
Like, Wednesday. Like, it was a day of the week, and then, like, you name it a person. Though, maybe I'm saying Wednesday, and maybe it was somebody's name once upon a time.
I'm pretty sure that was a goddess's name. It was someone's name.
Was there another goddess? Was there Tuesday? Nobody fucking liked Tuesday.
Did you not learn when the days goddesses of the week?
Is that?
Yes, the days of the week were named for, like, gods? Like, Thor's Day?
Yeah, really? Thor's Day? Friday, Frodo Day? What is that?
Frodo's not a god.
Isn't he?
No. Elijah Wood is a god.
Hairy feet like that. Elijah Wood is only attractive with the fake hairy feet.
He looks like Elijah Wood. You know, recently, he looks like that. Like, but he's got the fake
like
hairy
Dirk
feet.
Gently Elijah Wood. I think he looks the same. Mm. He doesn't age. He's magical.
So one thing that's weird about me, I'm always more attracted to people if they're slightly beat up.
What?
There's something, like in a movie, if someone has like a cut lip and maybe like a bruise on their forehead or a smear of blood or a black eye, I don't know,
you're drawn to them more?
Yeah.
Why, you want to take care of them?
They seem like there's a sense of danger
there. I'm
gonna
fix you.
No, like,
fix you up so good and make you soup.
Make you soup?
Yeah.
What? This isn't like a grandmother fantasy. No, there's always the risk of, like,
you're gonna make him soup and then you're gonna ravage him.
Ravage.
Because he can't escape you.
Yeah, because
he's got soup in one hand.
Their stomach
and his arms in a sling,
soup,
you know.
And it sloshes around and they don't want to move.
Oh, soup belly.
Soup sex is just...
Soup sex.
So when you eat like you eat a big ass bowl of cereal with a lot of milk, you eat a couple bowls of that and you both go to bed and then you're like, yeah. And it's just... The saddest sex, and all you can hear is the sloshing. Slosh, slosh.
Belly slosh sounds?
Yeah, belly slosh. Just both laying there, sloshing, thrusting into each other.
Why is this bad? Are these bellies bloated? Are they...
I always feel kind of bloated after.
And they're just mashing together.
Oh, yeah.
Rolling on top of each other.
There's so much air, and then sometimes you have to burp. Just get weird indigestion.
While we talk about the sexiest things.
We're sexy sex people. We live sexy lives, baby.
Rub your full soup belly against mine.
Oh.
In an unpleasant display of affection.
Oh, Reginald. That's wonderful.
I assume I'm Reginald in this.
I don't. Yeah. I wasn't even the person that was speaking. That was someone else.
No, it was you. I could see you doing it.
Shh. The magic of radio.
Radio. We don't have a radio show. We discussed that before, too. It's a podcast.
I've mentioned podcasting. Not this podcast. Just podcasting in general, I've asked people about. And no one ever knows what a podcast is.
It's true. But they do, but they don't. It's weird.
Like, my mom has probably heard of Serial, but she wouldn't know what a podcast is, and she wouldn't understand the concept. It would take a bit to explain it, I think.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's a dead end. So, why did you think the hula hooping was going to make you famous? Why did you think that was going to happen?
Oh, I didn't think it was going to make me famous. I just hoped. That's all it was. It's never I understand how this would make me famous. No. I just try to catch lightning in a bottle, baby. I just plan weird shit. And I think that maybe someday someone's going to be like, hey, everyone else needs to see this weird shit too.
Yeah, now you'll be famous for talking about like soupy sex belly or sex with soup belly. Yeah, maybe that's
sex smart. With soupy sails.
No.
No. What was his shtick?
No, I know nothing about soupy. Nothing. Oh, this isn't. I don't have some magic secret knowledge about some guy named Soupy. Sorry. I know. Usually, I'm the great wise oracle of useless info, but not this time.
You let me down, Church.
Soupy sales. Yeah.
You know, it's really disconcerting to watch early Jerry Lee Lewis movies, or Jerry Lewis. Who's the actor? Who's the comedian? Not the singer.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
It's, Great Balls of Fire.
Yes. No, Gary Busey.
No.
What?
What do you mean Gary Busey?
Wasn't Gary Busey Jerry Lee Lewis in the movie?
Nick Nolte? No.
No, Gary Busey.
Oh, no.
Who played him?
I don't know.
Are you sure that?
Yeah.
I think it was Gary Busey.
We're gonna look it up. Place your bets, listener. Oh. Let's,
drum roll, please.
Well, we're gonna need a lot of time, a lot of filler, because, you know, I'm using my phone at full capacity. What's that movie called? Just Great Balls of Fire?
I think so. The Jerry Lee Lewis story.
Oh, yeah. Great. Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't I say that?
No.
Oh, well. Well, I meant to.
Oh, maybe you did. I'll have to go back. When I'm editing it, I'll remember. But, so I said Gary Busey, but Dennis Quaid is just a lateral step from Barry Busey. They're on the same level.
Barry Busey? Who's Barry Busey?
He's Gary Busey's identical twin who acts very neurotypically. He's like a defense lawyer or something.
That's the poster. It's pathetic.
Dennis...
For Great Balls of Fire.
I know what they were going for. They were going for... So, it's a very yellow background with Dennis Quaid in a bright red suit in front of a white baby grand piano that has some horrible fire drawn on it. And the keyboard it's in an undulating wave, as if when he is touching it with his fingers.
Undulating actually, wave, yeah.
Fuck you, I'm poetic.
Yeah.
So, yes, they were going for like an old school 50s movie poster, but they kind of fucked it up with the amount of like text at the top.
Well, it's drawn though. You know, I want to see the actor, especially when you're doing like a biopic. I want to see how much they look like them. That's sort of what kind of draws me in. And this is just a drawing.
I think that drawing
looks more like Jerry Lee Lewis than it does Dennis Quaid.
They were unfortunately too true to recreating a 1950s movie poster with like a painting.
Why did we bring up Great Balls of Fire? Oh, because you were saying Jerry Lewis. You know what's great about or disconcerting about Jerry Lewis movies? I'm gonna help you out here.
This conversation has gone through so many loops. Yeah, I need a guide.
I did. You're back on the path. I'm gonna hit you in the head with the broom. Reboot the computer.
It's very disconcerting when you watch old Jerry Lewis movies and you realize he was really attractive. I would have had sex with Jerry Lewis.
So it's disconcerting because you're like, oh no, I would.
Yeah, because I think I had made up my mind before. Because when I just only thought he had ever been.
Yeah, sexy Jerry Lewis. All right, check this out. I'm bleeding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're bleeding from your cuticle.
On my thumb, yeah.
Yeah. We have bad habits. We both compulsively pick our nails. And
I get to suck my thumb. Like, I don't know. It's great. I'm an adult baby.
It's a form of stimming. No, the kids do the same thing. They're always picking at their nails. Like, sort of weird genetic thing.
Freak shows.
Some people are really tall.
Welcome to my freak show. I chew my nails a little. Put me on display. The worst freak show ever.
We knew a guy ran away from home to join the circus. He was one of your friends.
What? I don't think he ran away. I mean, I guess he just packed his bags and joined the circus one day, though.
Yeah. I mean, he was, what, like, early 20s?
Oh, he had already joined the circus before you came along. Or right at the time? Yeah, anyways. Whatever. Yeah, we know a guy. I guess he joined a circus.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any more questions about the hula hooping?
Would you like me to have more questions about the hula hooping?
No, I just wanted to make sure. Because I never finish stories and I feel badly. I'm trying to make sure that I finish stories.
Remember how much you hate Jenga?
I don't hate Jenga.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I love playing Jenga. The sound that the Jenga blocks make on a table or a ground surface. I can only play Jenga on carpet. I can't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, but come on. You can't play Jenga on carpet. It's unstable. And
you can't tell me I can't play Jenga on carpet. I'm gonna
How do you get those lower level blocks? You can't. It's on carpet.
I'm going to build a special Jenga board that's covered in carpet, except for the little tiny last area.
Who plays that on a carpet?
Another game that I would love to play, but I can't because it's too loud, is Superfection.
Okay.
So I bought the original Superfection. I can't play it. It's horrifically loud.
It starts off, it literally sounds like when you wind it up and turn it on, like an over-the-top ticking bomb from a bad comedy movie.
Yeah, Batman. The Adam West Batman has to take care of his bomb. Come on, what is that? It's going to be in a box labeled completely not a bomb or something. Not this one. Bat labels. There is a Twitter account that just posts screenshots of the labels in the Batman TV show and movies. It's great.
Like recently?
No,
like the old 60s show?
Like the old 60s show, because everything was labeled. If they had an abandoned warehouse, it was clearly a soundstage, the outside of it, that just had the sign, Abandoned Warehouse.
Yeah, literal signs in a world that doesn't make a lot of sense.
The Batman villains in the TV show always labeled their traps. So Batman and Robin would walk into a field, and there would be a bunch of little signs pounded into the ground like in a garden that would just say, Killer Bee Release. And they'd be like, oh, careful, old chum. I sense danger. He didn't fucking sense anything. There's a sign on the lawn.
Is it weird that he refers to Robin as old chum? How long have you been hanging out together that he's your old chum? You start to wonder, like, how weird that relationship is. Like, did he have him as a little boy?
I don't know. Bruce Wayne just seems like just a raised total him weirdo.
To fight crime and be his best buddy?
I figured...
And have his weird positive outlook?
That Robin's name is slipping my mind now.
Like the actor?
Yeah. No, because it's Burt Ward.
Oh, well, yeah, he plays Dick Grayson.
It's Grayson. Okay,
calls him good. Dick all the time.
Yes, that's right. Dick. Yeah.
He calls him Dick.
I know. Weird. I figure he just kind of like, he was 16 years old and he was hanging around this rich weirdo bachelor who lives with an old man. He just hangs out in his house in his ascots.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Their relationship in the original Batman TV show seemed really, really kind of weighted weirdly. Batman seemed really like an asshole.
I don't know.
To Dick sometimes.
It's great. Are you kidding? He's the most supportive, annoying pain in the ass.
Sometimes he seemed condescending, though.
Oh, he's a know-it-all.
Because he felt like
he had... knows it all.
Yes.
You can never trick him. He saw it coming. He already had it figured out.
I'm pretty sure you could always trick the...
Though they capture him 5 times, because it always ends on a cliffhanger until they win. So he gets captured and, like, I don't know, they're going to be cut by a buzzsaw very slowly.
Do you think Batman just really enjoyed being tied up by men?
I think he'd have to. Otherwise, you know, why was he doing it?
He's just, that's it, I'm done. I would love to fight crime, but I've been tied up by entirely too many men.
And the adrenaline rush he gets as a death machine slowly moves towards him as he struggles and strains to escape.
Batman does a lot of free running.
And then he's always looking off to the side a little bit as he's struggling and straining to watch the boy Wonder there next to him, Robin, also struggling and straining. He's like, yeah.
It's like that time that we watched that video of the guy in bathing shorts.
Then he yells things like, don't give up, Robin.
You can do it, chum. Flex those tight buttocks. No, he doesn't say that, I don't think. He might have said it in that porn that we watched.
Well, that's a different version. It's not the same one at that point anymore.
Is that not canon? I know it's not canon.
Sex man in condom. That probably exists.
Sex man.
It's me, sex man.
In condom.
In condom?
Incog condom nido.
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 Great, great word. Word association. Condom. Nido.
Burrito. Magnesium.
Magneto?
Cesium.
Cesium? What? Okay, hold on. Lever? What you got? And then we just heard them say words.
Hey, you guys listen to that Neato new podcast where they just do word association for 45 minutes and laugh?
Yeah. Yeah. Scissors.
Flapjack.
Toilet.
Brush.
Sauce. I thought of that one too soon.
Brush sauce.
Brush sauce.
Hey, you know what's gross?
Yes.
Those little mops that they have for basting barbecue. Have you seen those? They're just like kitchen mops.
Oh, yeah, you were mentioning this the other day. I haven't seen it, but you mentioned it the other day.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And you were like, have you seen this awful thing?
Are they gross? They're gross.
Yeah.
It's like a little sloppy mop. Sloppy sauce mop.
You were beside yourself that it existed.
I like miniature things. So when I listen to podcasts, inadvertently I form a picture of a person in my mind based on what the voice sounds like. It's almost always wrong. Like 110% wrong.
That's true.
All the time. Never once thought, hey, this person looks, you know, sounds like they look like this way. Never happened.
So if you close your eyes and listen to me, what do you think I look like?
So I feel like you would be probably over 6 feet, but fairly slim. You'd have a long, thin
face. I don't know. We were talking about soup bellies earlier on. I don't know how thin I am, no, but go on.
You could be a thin guy with a pot belly. No, you've got a beard.
Gross.
You've got shorter hair, but it's longer on top. Sideburns. Probably a little hipstery looking. Big dark glasses. Big mouth, big teeth. But like, smiling. No, I picture you super cute. So don't feel bad, because that is exactly what I picture every single male voice on a podcast
ever looking like. Well, hold on. No, no. Like. Then you don't try to picture what they look like. You just keep putting this one picture up for
that's,
all of them.
Maybe that's try the what voice I think out. A podcaster looks like. I just made this assumption.
Oh my goodness.
This type of dork podcast, anytime it doesn't look like that, I'm blown away.
So you're just waiting to find one that looks like that. So wait, when you even close your eyes, you're hoping that's what I look
the closest?
Like.
The closest was Jonathan Colton. And I think maybe that's weird. No, wait a minute. That's what started it. Jonathan Colton was the first person I really listened to consciously and consistently because of his thing a week. Somebody got us on that where he wrote a new song every week and he's had several albums and I really liked his music. So I listen to him constantly. I think Jonathan Colton has just been imprinted into my mind as the type of man who makes content on the internet.
Wow. Okay. So picturing people and, you know, what they look like without seeing them. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what people think we look like. I'll put up a sketch. I'll draw it because I have so much talent there, as we discussed earlier. Stick people. Here they come.
Stick people.
It's like, people are like, oh, yeah, you got a face for podcasting.
You got a face for podcasting.
This is podcasting.
Wizard.
Now, this is podcasting. That's it. Yeah, that's what he has to say.
We'd like to inform you we are changing the name of our podcast. This is podcasting.
Put a little picture of young Anakin Skywalker up there. Where he's wearing the goggles.
Yeah. I'm a pilot.
The worst look. Like, they wanted that to look cool. It just didn't look cool. Nothing in the prequels, in the Star Wars prequels, really looked cool.
It was a grand attempt. I'll give them that. They tried. They had aspirations. I don't think anyone was willing to tell them that their aspirations far outstripped the current level of technology for what they, you know, were looking for.
Did General Grievous look cool? I'm just trying to think. Maybe as you got closer, like episode 3, maybe things looked a little bit more cool.
I don't know if General Grievous looked cool so much as he was an interesting character. He had a distinct movement, and I wanted to know more about his story.
He had bodyguards, droid bodyguards with electro quarter staves.
He had the bodyguards, but he clearly didn't really need them too much. It was more of a, if you can get past the bodyguards, then you get to me. But otherwise, I'm not going to bother with you. Do you think he, like, implicitly trusted those bodyguards? Or were they just...
I don't know. Those aren't the big questions I stay up at night trying to solve. What did General Grievous think about his droids? Did he like them? Did he trust them? Did he trust them with his life?
You're a cute dork.
What kind of food does General Grievous eat? How does he eat?
So, just looking around, our house is filled with nerd merchandise. We're dorks. How many franchises can I count? Let's see. I can name them out loud, or I could just count them off.
Jeez, I don't know.
Star Wars, Transformers, there's Mickey Mouse, He-Man, Trigun. I think that's a GoBot.
That is a GoBot. Yeah. An original GoBot. Yep.
Yeah. What was his name? And Space...
Pathfinder, I think.
Pathfinder. Bunch of Doctor Who
stuff. Pardon me for yawning that out. Pathfinder, yeah.
Yeah, there's Tron. There's a stack of Green Lantern and Batman trades. There's a bunch of kid stuff like Ninjago.
Yeah, well, Batman's down there.
There's the Lego Mystery Machine.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, there's the Brandon Sanderson novels. The Mistborn. The Stormlight Archives.
Yes, Clive Barker's Aberrant. I think, what is that, House of Leaves?
Yes. That is House of Leaves. I had an IQ 84, which I swear to God, one day I will finish. I bought that because somebody was like, this book is great and weird and very much like House of Leaves. And I immediately went and ordered it off Amazon. It was my very rare impulsive online purchase because I don't buy things online. And it came and I read probably the first 80 pages and just put it down and never picked it back up.
Were the 80 pages all right?
They were very good, and it was just starting to get weird. And apparently it gets super weird.
So why would you stop reading it at that point, then?
I don't know.
This is great. Well, I'm done.
I have damaged executive functions. I don't know. I don't go read a lesser book instead. Yeah. How many books have I read since I stopped reading that? So many books. I don't know.
James Bond novels, do those count?
There was definitely a good couple months there where I was pretty reading those a lot. They're fantastic. And then I got to the terrible one, and it killed my resolve. They don't even take long to read. They take like 2 hours max.
2 hours max. I know that guy.
You'll get any job you want in 2 hours max.
Max. It'll probably be sooner.
Who would be 2 hour max? In a movie, Jason Statham?
Well, okay, so is 2 hour max, are you playing it like serious and straight? That's just the name of the movie. You hire 2 hour max, you can only hire him for 2 hours, and for those 2 hours, he'll do whatever you need.
He's like the transporter. You just hire him. He has an amazing range of skills, or he knows people, and he gets shit done.
Yeah, who would be 2 hour max? So serious action movie star, 2 hour max.
Oh, you know what would be cool? Turn it on his head. Colin Firth.
Which one's he? Kingsman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The King's Speech, that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of already demonstrated it a bit, though, in Kingsman, when he, mm-hmm. you know, goes wild for a moment in there or whatever, that sort of action thing. So it's same with, like, I'd be like, oh, Keanu Reeves. I'm like, well, he's done John Wick, and he's done The Matrix. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you wouldn't do that.
Keanu Reeves looks like someone that I would want to make soup for and then ravage.
He would thank you for the soup. He'd be very appreciative of it.
He's apparently...
And then if he had no prior people in his life and whatnot, I'm sure ravaging would commence. But he is of such a decent character that if there was someone else in his life, he would not.
I think that's true.
He's a saint.
Yeah, he'd push away from the table and he'd wipe his mouth on a little white napkin and he'd be like, thank you for the soup. That was very lovely. Because Keanu Reeves is the type of man who says things like lovely.
He probably would say that. Yeah, I could see that. That works. I believe that fully. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then ravaging, dependent on his current, status. Mm-hmm. Whatever his current Facebook status says is.
I feel like it would be a very slow and sensual lovemaking.
So it wouldn't be Keanu Reeves in the movie.
oh, yeah, I was still talking about that. I'm just thinking about fucking Keanu Reeves.
2 hour max.
Mm. Yeah. That's a different movie.
don't know if that's a movie. That's just your journal again.
John Boyega.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Boyega in a movie like that.
Yeah, John Boyega, maybe. Yeah, he's done a bit of action-y stuff, too. I'm just trying to think. Who's new that you could put in a movie of that role? Who's weird enough to be 2 hour max?
Dane DeHaan.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could see that.
I didn't like the trailer for Valerian, but I thought Dane DeHaan looked great.
Valerian looked great to me, but it looked great to me just because it's like, oh, that looks visually very appealing. I hope there's a great story. Because it doesn't tell you any of that.
It looked like Jupiter Ascending with a blue color palette.
It looks so much prettier than Jupiter Ascending. It had a nice color palette. There was lots of color. It looked space opera-y a little bit. It had a wider scope.
It looked like they took the aliens from Avatar and they cut off their Leku and they just painted them white.
It had like Guardians of the Galaxy vibe for what they were trying to shoot for.
It was like Guardians of the Galaxy and Avatar had a three-way with Mad Max Thunder Road. It was just random, massive amounts of shit.
What's Thunder Road? I think you like...
Fury Road?
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of that.
Thunder Road's a song.
Yeah. When the thunder rolls. No, wait, that's not
that Thunder
not
Rolls?
No.
Maybe Thunder Road is not a song.
Then we just kept correcting each other, but every time we did, we were wrong still.
We just got more and more wrong.
What's the wrongest you've ever been? This podcast. Whole thing.
All right, who are we casting? Thunder Rolls? Who's Thunder Rolls? Is that another movie? Never mind 2 hour max. Now we got Thunder Rolls. We gotta cast that. Duramax versus Thunderrolls. That's when the franchises have played out a bit. They need to try and, you know, score a few more bucks.
Would Thunderrolls be a dramatic movie or like a suspenseful horror set in an abandoned swamp house or something?
Thunderrolls is about Daniel Day-Lewis as a 16th century busker before that was a thing. Yeah, it's a real movie. Look it up. So
what?
For 2 hour max, I think, what's Eddie Furlong been up to?
Damn. I don't know. Probably serving some sort of minimum sentence in a county correctional facility for a minor drug offense would be my guess.
Yeah, he's not right for it.
Everything I said was a joke. I hope Edward Furlong's lawyers know and understand that. It's not meant to be libelous or slanderous in any way. The views of this program do not represent those of the broadcasters or management.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get a memo from management tomorrow. So I don't know. Apparently, we don't know who to cast as 2 hour max.
I thought we came up with several names.
Well, we said several names. I don't know. I just never landed on one.
Well, you know, I'll have to go through that round of auditions again.
Yeah, no casting couch for you. That's not how this works. But Matt Smith.
That would be an interesting take.
Only us. Only us and six other people probably are like, everyone else is like, Matt Smith who?
I like how you say that's an interesting take, as if I have something to work off of that actually exists. I figure a movie with Matt Smith called 2 Hour Max, I don't know, would it be kind of like Lucky Number 11?
Dave Chappelle. He's just taking a dark turn. He's just like, he wants to be a dramatic actor.
Well, what was that movie with, was it Jamie Foxx?
And... I know, Neil Patrick Harris. He can be 2 Hour Max.
I'm sure he'd be fine.
Sure. You sound really enthusiastic about that. We'll revive Casper Van Dien's career. He can be 2 Hour Max.
Oh, God. No.
No?
Jake Busey.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know what he looks like now, but sure.
but he has to have that clear acrylic violin that he had.
He has clear acrylic guns. Green clear acrylic gun. That's hard to say.
Seth Rogen.
Like, he made the Green Hornet, and he tried a little bit of action, but he couldn't do it. He still kept hamming it up. I wanted him to be hammy at the beginning and, like, really, like, competent it up. And, like, the way they did it at the end where he got competent for a brief moment just didn't seem to work.
Yeah.
It was all... It was... Nah. Nah.
So scrap that. John Cho.
It's believable. Yeah.
John Cho is everyone's boyfriend.
Yeah. That's not bad. Yeah, he deserves a big shot like that, I think. I think it's time. That'd be cool. All right, so John Cho is 2 hour max. What happens? Like, this woman has paid him to protect her from her, you know, mob boss ex-boyfriend. He's sending everything after him. And all of a sudden, like, I imagine it's like a meter. It just runs out. It goes ding. And, like, 2 hour max, John Cho just, like, looks at the meter, looks at the woman, then just, like, turns and walks away and just, like, leaves her to get, like, gunned down in the big, huge warehouse fight that was just happening because, like, she ran out of time.
What?
2 hour max. Ding. It's the first action scene that popped into my head. That's how the movie opens. No, it's horrible.
Yeah,
okay.
That is...
Well...
That blew me away with how bad that was. Yeah. I didn't know what to say.
Well, that's just, you know, 2 hour max is...
I was trying to think of a way to spin it.
Not worth 2 hours to watch.
I was trying to think of a way to spin it so that you would be rooting for it to happen. Like, it turns out she was, like, double-crossing someone, or she was actually the one that was, you know, gonna murder someone. I think that's really dark.
Well, it's also, like, most of it was a horrible cliche. Like, the mob boss's ex running away with, like, his kid or something like that. Yeah, I can really amp it up, yeah. Pour on the cheese.
Do you mean every second Arnold Schwarzenegger movie in the 80s and 90s?
It was, like, more like the knockoffs that we're trying to get, like, coming out. Trying to do the same. That was their horrible sort of plots. It probably starts Sylvester Stallone more often than not, or Chuck Norris.
I think we were raised in a generation
wrong.
That
I think we were
watched,
raised wrong.
Well, clearly, we have a podcast. We're doing That's all this. We have. I think we were raised by a generation whose formative movie watching years were spent watching action movies where children were kidnapped by drug lords, and that's where we are today as a society. People are so scared of, like, drug dealers coming to kidnap your kids, the likelihood of it happening it's so much less than 80s and 90s movies would indicate.
You're right. The Taken scenario rarely happens to people. You don't see that in the news too often.
No, but we did the other day. That was kind of weird when I opened up my news feed and the president of a national breakfast chain was found kidnapped and tied up in a ditch somewhere in the middle of Ontario or something bizarre. That was weird.
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes life imitates art. What can I tell you?
Life finds a way.
Yeah. You think people think I look like Jeff Goldblum? I don't think anybody thinks I look like Jeff Goldblum.
You sound like Jeff Goldblum sometimes. What?
When?
I don't know.
Sometimes you say the Jurassic Park laugh. I have no idea how that goes right now.
So, you two, you dig up dinosaurs?
yeah.
Ian Malcolm.
Yeah.
Studies showed that Tyrannosaurus Rex was probably a much more gentle lover than we had originally thought. Who's studying this? I didn't realize this was a branch of paleontology I could get
how
into.
How do they have any idea how that worked? Did they find bones in a, like,
penis
two...
bone? What?
Did they find two T-Rexes in a gentle caress?
There was some champagne glasses fossilized next to them.
All right, well, that's enough of that. All right, let's take us out of here. I say, what are my options? We're doing 29.
29.
Do some 29.
Okay. So, power on. Pattern 29.
What do we got?
We got... Let's see. Oh, I'm so bad at this.
It's a whole lot of nothing. Some like castanets in there.
Yeah. Let's see if this got anything else. No, apparently that's it.
No, that's it. Well.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks once again for listening to Our Honest Life. Yeah. See you around.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.